KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Azimpelo KZN Wildlife has extended its rhino dehorning campaign. It says the decision is in response to the alarming surge in poaching incidents recorded within the Hlulhlwe Imfolozi Park last year. KZN lost 325 rhinos in 2023. Around 95% of them were poached within the park in northern KZN. Azimpelo has teamed up with WWF South Africa on the dehorning program. The entity's Musam Tambo says while rhino dehorning goes against what they stand for, the persistent threat posed by poachers to these animals has necessitated more drastic measures to protect the endangered mammals.
A decision to dehorn is never taken lightly and only one of a wide range of interventions which together seek to simultaneously remove the potential reward of rhino poaching while increasing the likelihood of being caught. The province of KZN has played a critical role in rhino conservation in Africa, which is why we are committing resources towards supporting the authorities in their efforts to protect rhinos.
70 political parties and 11 independent candidates will be contesting the national and provincial elections next month. Chief Electoral Officer Sai Mamabolo has been given an update on preparations for the polls.
On April 12th, the Commission issued certificates to 14,892 candidates who will contest 887 seats in the forthcoming election. 15 political parties are contesting all tiers of the elections, which means the proportional representation seats in the National Assembly, the 9 province to national elections, as well as the 9 provincial legislatures.
Mamabolo says with the candidates and political parties now finalized, the IEC is going ahead with the printing of the ballot papers.
The 27.79 million registered voters will receive 3 ballots to elect candidates to represent them in the National Assembly and provincial legislatures. The use of the 3 ballots follows the amendments to the Electoral Act, which act was signed into law in April 2023. This amendment revised the electoral system to allow independent candidates to contest.
Former President Thabo Mbeki has warned of an imminent famine in Sudan. He's been speaking 1 year since the war there began. With over 8 million people displaced, Mbeki has emphasized the urgent need for humanitarian access and adherence to international law. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres echoes the plea for increased aid, highlighting that only 6% of the UN's funding appeal has been met. Mbeki has urged Sudanese parties to facilitate aid delivery and halt attacks on civilians, including ethnic targeting and gender-based violence. And finally, Elon Musk says there may soon be a small fee to engage with posts on X. The Tesla boss is thinking of charging new users who sign up if they want to like or reply to tweets. He says it's the only way to stop fake or so-called bot accounts. The top story is Azimpelo KZN Wildlife has extended its rhino dehorning campaign. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.